From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Drought gripping the Garden State, the brazen killing of a South Jersey detective, and active terrorism in New Jersey. These were the stories that had you talking with us last week. But we begin with a lack of water, as New Jersey is officially under a drought watch. You're being asked to voluntarily conserve water. Environmental Protection Commissioner Sean LaTourette says voluntary water conservation now can help avoid more serious restrictions in the future. In addition to voluntary water restrictions, New Jersey's Forest Fire Service has implemented Stage 2 fire restrictions. All fires in wooded areas are prohibited unless in an elevated prepared fireplace, elevated charcoal grill, or a stove using electricity or a liquid or gas fuel. That means no campfires or fire pits on the ground. More on what these restrictions mean and what you can and cannot do right now at NJ1015.com. How dry has it been?
State climatologist Dave Robinson at Rutgers says combined, September and October have been unusually dry, and outlooks call for the rest of October to stay dry.
If so, we'll be knocking on the door to not only New Jersey's driest October on record, but the driest month on record.
The latest map from the U.S. Drought Monitor gives every segment of the state at least some designation. Big parts of Ocean, Burlington, and Atlantic counties have reached the severe drought designation.
Things are really brittle, real dry. We could use a soaking rain stem to stern in New Jersey.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Community members and law enforcement stunned by the killing of a sheriff's detective in South Jersey. 51-year-old Monica Mosley found shot to death inside her home after several people kicked in her front door. Few details have been revealed about what led to Mosley's death. The latest on the investigation is at NJ1015.com. Is crime up or down in New Jersey? Governor Phil Murphy's administration will tell you it's down. Many local police chiefs will tell you it's up. New crime stats from the FBI shows it is actually both. Violent crimes, rape, murder, robbery, all lower. But car theft and other property crimes are rising. Car theft is up 12.6% in New Jersey since 2022, according to the FBI. On average, nearly two cars are stolen every hour in New Jersey, most taken by criminal enterprises that use them to fund terrorism. Congress is warning of a persistent terror threat that is present here in New Jersey.
The House Committee on Homeland Security released a 13-page terror threat report highlighting dozens of cases of homegrown violent extremists and foreign jihadist networks operating in the U.S. Released earlier this month, the report names three such cases involving New Jersey residents who provided material or financial support to Hezbollah and ISIS. It says extremist groups are still working to radicalize people in the United States. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. I'll tell you what you need to know every morning to start your day in a short video. Just like and subscribe, and it'll be included in your news feed. You can also enable app alerts on our free mobile app, and it'll be sent right to your phone every morning. New Jersey has wiped out another $120 million in medical debt for thousands of residents.
New Jersey is using federal money through American Rescue Funds to purchase the bundled outstanding debt of another 77,000 residents. It's a second round in partnership with the nonprofit Undo. Between August and now, the efforts have cleared $220 million in medical debt for 127,000 residents. Those impacted will get letters sent by Undo starting this week. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Meanwhile, new prescription medication guidelines should help millions of New Jerseyans who worry about high prescription drug prices.
State officials said rules promoting transparency in the cost of prescription meds took effect on Wednesday. Drug companies must now tell the Division of Consumer Affairs about price increases and new drugs that hit the market. This data will be published in an annual report and be used to make targeted policies to bring down prices. A 2022 Alterum survey found 54% of New Jersey adults worry about the cost of prescription meds. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101. News.
It is a story that could only come from New Jersey. A local Democratic Party boss in Hillside got a sweet gig to teach homebound students. It comes with an $80,000 a year taxpayer-funded salary. The only problem is he's in jail. Anthony Salters, jailed on federal tax crimes, but the school hired him anyway. His lawyer, who also works for the district, says there's nothing illegal about the deal. Pilots that fly for Frontier Airlines have authorized a strike. They join flight attendants who have also voted to strike if a new contract can't be worked out. The airline says a strike is not imminent and talks with both unions are ongoing. Rank-and-file members overwhelmingly voted for a job action if they cannot get better wages and benefits along with better work schedules. Food inflation is going to make Thanksgiving dinner more expensive this year. Grocery prices up 50% from a year ago. The supermarket chain Aldi is offering a holiday feast for 10 people for less than $50. Aldi says they're dropping prices to pre-inflation levels for the staples of a Thanksgiving meal. Customers do not need coupons or loyalty cards. There are 62 Aldi markets in New Jersey. A proposed law advancing through the legislature would increase penalties for drivers with modified exhaust systems that amplify sound. And the shops that do that work could be fined as well.
Why should everybody suffer because these particular individuals feel it's necessary for whatever purpose to make a lot of noise when they drive down a road?
The bill from State Senator Jim Holzapfel would also require muffler changes become part of motor vehicle inspections. Instagram is rolling out new features aimed at protecting our teenagers from sextortion scams.
That's when scammers threaten that they'll share intimate photos of the user unless they get some form of payment. Parent company Meta says one of the features expected soon is prohibiting the ability to screenshot or record temporary images, as well as photos sent used via direct messaging. The tech giant is also teaming up with Crisis Text Line to support those who fall victim to the scam or have other safety concerns. Meta said last week alone it removed over 1,600 Facebook accounts affiliated with a group notorious for those types of scams. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all of the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content available anytime. Just go to nj1015.com and click On Demand. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News. We're live on air at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.